This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Japan, where special coming-of-age celebrations for Japan's LGBT youth are growing, providing an opportunity for sexual minorities to celebrate and express their true selves. This has been a part of a number of very good news stories coming out of Japan for the LGBT community. This year, there were 40 participants, including family members, in an LGBT ceremony earlier in the year in the city of Saga to encourage and congratulate those who'd reached the age of 20. Wow, that's a bit of a distant memory. But hey, let's celebrate. One of the non-profit organisations there called Rebit has been holding such ceremonies for the past 4 years, urging LGBT people to celebrate the way they are and take the first steps to becoming the people they wish to be.
Yeah, there have been over 4,000 people attending these so far, and they include people who have been previously pressured into going as the gender they don't identify with. So it's a really good news story for them that they feel comfortable to be there.
And the host city, the city that's putting these on, even loaned out kimonos to so participants could dress up in their local costume to be a part of it. In 2015, a survey targeting some 70,000 people found that one in every 13 respondents aged 20 to 59 identified as LGBT.
And now over to Uganda, where a gay asylum seeker is facing deportation from the UK to his place of birth, where homosexuality is punishable by life imprisonment. Abby, who has been living in Manchester since 2014, said Home Office officials decided he had failed to sufficiently prove his sexuality. He fled Uganda after his family members discovered that he was having a relationship with another man and became physically violent towards him. After leaving Uganda, Abby was told that the Ugandan authorities had issued a warrant for his arrest. He also discovered that his boyfriend had been arrested and detained because of his sexuality.
Now, isn't that kind of the proof component? Your boyfriend has been detained. Doesn't that sort of give some proof to the Home Office in the UK of his sexuality? These are the challenging things. He said that he could not return home to his family. He had no other friends he could stay with in his native Kampala. He basically said or felt that his family would kill him if he returned.
How about this? This is a corker. The Home Office had previously claimed that a lesbian woman could not be gay because she had children, while a bisexual man had said he felt compelled to submit intimate photos of himself to help prove his case.
This is the UK we're talking. So we're not, whilst the story is about Uganda, we're talking about rules in the United Kingdom today.
As a Brit, this is incredibly embarrassing and disappointing.
Well, now that you've said that, we won't blame you. But,
thanks.
Does that mean Paul's off the hook?
Sodomy laws. yeah, look, it's really disappointing stuff, and obviously something that is being, which continues to be fought from in post-Brexit Britain.
And something that we did feature recently on our show about LGBTI refugees. Now over to Tehran in Iran, gay artists Francis Bacon and Batman Mahasis are having a collection of their artwork displayed in a museum. The artist's work is actually on display in the Iranian capital at the Museum of Contemporary Art after being unearthed from the cellar where the work was being stored. The Irish and Iranian pieces were bought by the museum before the 1979 revolution and have remained there since. Now, here's the interesting part. These pieces of art were actually due to be shipped to Berlin and Rome, where they were going to be displayed for the first time outside of the country. But plans for the exhibitions were cancelled after Iranian artists protested the eventual fate of the work.
So they were protesting in support of keeping the artwork?
Yeah, they did not want to lose that something that was culturally significant.
And these are both very prominent gay artists. They have both passed away, but significant, I think, that the local community... I mean, they were fighting for the artwork, but they were definitely gay artists.
Yeah, where homosexuality is punishable by death in Iran, the fact that the museum is showing these pieces is a really big step.
That's massive. I mean, you've got to tip your hat to the people that stuck their neck out to actually suggest such a thing, you know, kind of sidestepping the law almost. Yeah.
I haven't heard much about Mahasis, Batman Mahasis, but the Iranian painter Nikki Najumi said that the artist's sexual identity had a really big impact on his work, and most of his paintings are figurative of nude men.
Well, there you go. Good work. Some good news out of Iran. Now, in brief, in Singapore, a team of lawyers has created a guidebook for LGBTI couples, as it is illegal to be gay in Singapore. And this guide, which is crowd fundraised, will give couples advice on buying a home, an adoption, etc.
In the US, there is a disturbing trend as three LGBT community centres were vandalised not long after the new education secretary has reversed the Obama era's rights for LGBT students.
And I've got all the artsy stories tonight. In Japan, an art exhibition illustrates a third gender, showing how elastic the ideas of gender were before Japan adopted Western sexual mores in the late 1800s.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.